It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. This year we focus in on the all-time captains for Beaver football. Head coach Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU's first season of football was 1927. In the 91 season since then, Bemidji State has had some great leaders on the field. These captains have led their teams both on and off the field. Beaver head coach Brent Bolte tells us what he thinks makes a great captain.
I think the intangibles go a long ways with being a captain, and you know, we talk a lot about making people better around you, and certain people have those characteristics or traits that people gravitate to, but people buy in, and just by their presence and the way they interact with the team, it's just, they have that it factor. If you could bottle it up and sell it, you'd be a millionaire. But I think it goes back to each and every day making people better around you, and having the respect of your coaches and players to be able to do that.
He also says that the best players aren't always the best captains.
No, not at all. I think it goes back. We've had great leaders on this team over the years, and captains as well, that have been role players or backups. One of the better leaders that we've had on our team was a transfer kid that came in his senior year back in the 2006 year, and he was a great leader, vocal leader, and guys viewed him as a captain even though he wasn't elected. And it's just, they just, again, earn that respect from their fellow teammates. I think it's harder when you're an outsider. I think it makes it certainly look harder. Sometimes when kids really, really want to get the respect of others, it kind of backfires on them. So I think just by going out there and doing it every day, and showing up and being accountable, number one, and then usually getting that respect and the leadership follows.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Football on the Beaver Radio Network.